You are now listening to the Life in Football podcast. Check out the new website, lifeinfootball.com. Once again, the website is lifeinfootball.com. Thanks for listening.
This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. It's life in football. We are life in football.
Welcome to the Life in Football podcast, baby. I'm your host, Mike Feet.
And this is Colin Moore. You know, we loving life and enjoying football.
Yes, sir. We got a top-notch baller on again. And I'm telling y'all, man, this is a serious playmaker. I just was watching some film. I'm talking about, I wish I was an NFL team right now because Andrew was out there balling. He was out there running with that number 11. I'm talking about Antonio Brown. I'm talking about Jerry Rice. Whoever you can name, he was looking just like him. And what I like about him the most, he's catching the ball anywhere the ball is thrown, y'all. That's what I noticed from this film. He got some real quick feet. And he's got an eye for the ball. He's running and coming towards the ball, catching it. Now, for y'all who don't know, he goes by the name of Andrew Kaminsky, and he plays for North Central College, and he's a top-notch baller playing for them Cardinals, baby. Now, he comes out of Pine Grove by way of South Elgin, and I'm telling y'all, he was a top-notch baller for the D3, and they won the national championship last year, too. He led the D3 NCAA in all reception and receiving. And he was a top-notch baller catching touchdown after touchdown. What I'm just basically saying is this guy should go in the first round, but y'all know how the NFL be player here sometimes. But without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and let C-Mo bring him on.
Andrew, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Thank you both for having me on here. It's a pleasure.
Hey, it's a blessing to have an all-star baller like you on the line, man.
Hey, it's just an awesome opportunity. This is cool. It's my first time joining a podcast. I'm just as excited as you guys are. You guys are really enthusiastic, and I'm loving every minute of this.
Appreciate it. Listen, so how did you feel about having the all-star season you had on top of your team having a picture-perfect year? How did that feel?
It's a dream come true. I've dreamed winning a national championship since first grade when I fell in love with the game of football, but I can't even give it to myself. I got to give it to, first off, my coaching staff for having us prepared every week, but what we did was all because of our offensive line. North Central College is the premier D3 program. I'm so happy that we were able to make them known and finally get us out of the second round of the playoffs and finally compete with those Mount Unions, Whitewaters, and show everybody that we're legit, and it was just a great thing, and just like I said, a dream come true.
Do you feel that is a program changing season right there where it can make y'all, where y'all consistently in the D3 championship game every year?
In my opinion, yes, I do think it was a game changing season. Winning the national championship will change the program for forever. Recruiting has been a lot easier on our coaches' part. Even with this whole pandemic going on, recruiting's been crazy for our coaches. So just for us being on that national spotlight and getting the win, putting North Central on the map, it's going to change the program for a long time, and my coaches and everybody are excited to see it.
Andrew, let the people in on how you ended up at North Central College. Give the folks some insight on how you got to the school.
Okay, so out of high school, I was recruited not very heavy. I wasn't a liked recruit out of high school. I didn't have any stars, but I was blessed to take a part-time or a half scholarship to Winona State University D2 school up in Minnesota. So I took that right out of high school, and I just found myself not fitting in. I wasn't fitting in. I didn't feel comfortable there. So And then I know Brad Spencer, the offensive coordinator for North Central. He recruited me out of high school. So I've known him since my sophomore year. So when I transferred in, when I decided to leave Winona, I decided to transfer to North Central because, one, I knew who the coaching staff was, and I knew I would fit in there, and they were family-orientated. And I also knew the quarterback, Brock Rutter. I knew him from playing Midwest Boom 7-on-7. So that's a little bit of the journey on how I found myself to North Central.
Andrew, man, you sound like a very intelligent young man. I want to give props and a shout-out to, you know, your parents and your family members, you know, because it sounds like you're going to be a top-notch person anyway, you know, not just an athlete, and that's what we all about, life and football. Give us some people who played a very important part in your life to help you to become the person that you are today.
First off, I'm going to shout out my mom on that one. She taught me everything there is to know, and then my dad for learning my work ethic, and then I learned all my competitive side for playing against my twin brother, doing everything. Everything we do is competition. Like, we always have to win. So that's where I learned my competitive drive from. But then I'm going to also shout out my elementary school football coaches, Mike Gillette, John Gazinski, and John Mastronzi. And then I'm going to shout out the whole North Central coaching staff and the whole North Central football team for opening me up with welcome arms and just bringing me in and making me a brother.
Now, Andrew, I know you got your eyes set on going to the league. And based on everything we seen, you should get off in there. So let's say you get off in there and you ball out and you do what you want to do. Now, what do you want to do outside of after your playing days over, with maybe your degree or any business ideas you have?
So I'm going to graduate this fall from North Central with a small business management and an entrepreneurship degree. And no matter how long football takes me, if it takes me 10 years, 5 years, 2 years down the road, when I'm done playing football, I've always wanted to do manual construction. I want to buy and flip and sell my own houses. I want to be a builder, like a general contractor, and just buy and flip houses. That's what I ultimately have always wanted to do.
Now, that's big. That's big. I talked to Michael about this all the time recently, because that's what me and my wife, not deep into it as you with the construction license and stuff, but we would like to just start owning property.
Yep.
Now, who actually got that started for you that made you want to own some property?
Well, my dad was a union plumber, and then just recently went non-union, so he's all in the construction field, and he's been taking me on the job since I was, I don't know, sixth grade. I've been going to work with him, so he's been teaching me all that stuff. And I just have a general interest in it. I'm not the type of guy who wants to sit behind a desk. I'm all fidgety. I got to be up moving my hands. So I just felt like construction and just along that side of that field interests me the most.
Andrew, I heard you say you had a twin brother. Now, how was that growing up with a twin brother? And why he don't play football out there with you?
Growing up with a twin brother, some people think it'll be different, and some people think it's hard, but I truly agree. I truly think it's the best thing ever. He's my best friend. We do everything together. But growing up as a twin, and why he actually played football at Helmers, but then decided to go a different route. He wants to go into a front office in sports, so I actually moved out to Arizona, goes to school in Arizona State. So that whole football and all that has been around our family for a while, but having a twin brother has been the greatest thing ever. You always have a best friend with you at all times.
Man, that's great. And I watched these guys on YouTube named the Hard Twins. Have you ever heard of them?
I have not.
Man, I love watching them on YouTube. They funny. They use a lot of profanity, though, but I enjoy their videos.
Okay, I'll have to check them out.
Now, Andrew, as far as you saying that your brother in Arizona State, what does he want to do in sports wise?
He wants to work in the front office. He wants to do he's interning right now with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So he's just doing front office. He wants to work front office, either sales or somehow go into management. But obviously management, you have to work your way up there. But he's just mainly working in sales for the front office of the teams.
Now, your quarterback getting his chance in the NFL, how does that feel to you?
That's awesome. I couldn't be more happy for him, and knowing that I was able to help him along the way for him to get his opportunity, and knowing that I was been a part of him, knowing that I helped him with his work ethic. He helped me with mine, and the bond that me and him share won't ever go away. So hopefully, you never know, hopefully we get an opportunity to play together again. But just him getting an opportunity just means the world for me also, because he's my best friend. So just him getting an opportunity, I just hope he goes out there and gets an opportunity and he shows everyone what he's made of, and that talent really comes from any sort of level.
Well, Andrew, man, we enjoy having you on today. And, you know, you give inspiration to a lot of kids, I'm pretty sure, man. And I'm just telling you right now, you're going to do some major things in life, and your future is very bright. I'm telling you, I can see it right now. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the floor to you to give any closing remarks or anything you want to say to the fans out there, or anything, you know, you want to provide for us information about the season or things you may have coming up in the near future.
I was just going to say thank you for you both having me on here. It's an awesome opportunity. And then I just want to say thank you to North Central and North Central Football for accepting me. And then all of you listening, come out and support the Cardinals. Thank you all.
Y'all heard it right here, man. Andrew Kaminsky. I'm telling you, North Central Cardinals, they got a top-notch ball out there, and they team looking real good, y'all. I mean, when I was watching them on the film, they was looking nothing less than great. And I'm telling you, if I was in the area, I'm making it to a game every week. But like I said, if you can, go check his film out. You're going to love it. You're going to see what I'm talking about. They got a game coming up this year against Christopher Newport University. That's going to be the first game. Y'all need to try to get out there and check them out. But I'm going to leave y'all like I always leave y'all. Keep your head up and not down, or else you'll fall to the ground. This is the Life in Football Podcast. Catch you next time.
This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football.